A family that cooks together stays together. At least that holds true for Patrick and Gina Neely. As co-owners of Neely's Barbecue, they've turned their family restaurants into one of the most successful barbecue chains in the South. They also host a TV show on the Food Network called Down Home with the Neelys. Pat and Gina are fun, folksy, and family-oriented. Pat started our chat by telling me how it all got started.
First of all, I was 23 years of age, and, you know, I always felt like, even back then, that the best thing I had going for me was my age, and the worst thing I had going for me was my age, because I was young enough to make mistakes, yet at the same time, I was going to be young enough to recover from them. So, you know, it was a very, very gutsy move, because he and I, we didn't have a quarter. And I'm sure you're saying, well, how did you open up a restaurant without any money? Well, my grandmother, who was in her 90s, was gracious enough and had enough faith and confidence in us to use our house as collateral. And we took out a small $20,000 loan, opened up a 2,000 square foot restaurant in 1988. And the first day we opened, we were dead broke. We didn't have a cash register. It was so many things that we didn't have that I wouldn't dare try to open up a restaurant in today's time without. But in less than the 2 years, we leased the building for 2 years. In 2 years, not only had we paid my grandmother her money back, but we had saved $40,000. And we took that money and used it as a down payment and purchased our first restaurant.
Well, you know, I want to go to you, Gina, because I understand that there was a reunion at which you two reconnected. Tell me about that, first of all.
Pat and I dated in high school. As a matter of fact, our parents went to the same high school. And we got back together. We dated all through high school. We broke up, of course, and then we got back together at our 10-year reunion.
Pat, do you ever think, oh, my gosh, I work with my wife, and now I'm under this microscope, you know, as we do the show? Or do you think it brings you closer together? How do you feel about all that?
Well, first of all, you know, Gina and I made a pact when she first started working in the restaurant, and this was a sincere pact that if, in fact, it ever affected our marriage, that we would cease working together, because we've always felt like raising our girls, staying married, is the most important thing. I mean, we've often talked about, you know, the divorce rate is 50%, but we always said we were going to be that other 50%. And I must say, with this new venture, Gina and I, we really didn't have a whole lot of expectations as it relates to the Food Network. As a matter of fact, it wasn't something we pursued. It just so happened that they asked us. We said, well, we'll give it a shot. It turned out to be successful, and we're delighted based on that. As it relates to us being married, the best part about this entire show is the fact that I'm able to share it with her and we're able to do it together. For so long, Gina felt like, well, I'm coming into the family business. It's you and your brothers. But let me tell you something. She came in with a bang and she took care of business from day one. And so now that this is something that she and I can sink our teeth in, and she has as much of a partnership or a ownership of this whole show as I do, I'm thrilled. I'm more thrilled for Gina than I could ever be for myself.
A lot of folks see you as also role models for Black marriage, you know, holding up this idea based on what you said of really trying to be that other 50%, the 50% mm-hmm. that stays together. Gina, do you see yourself as a role model?
I'm not sure if I see myself as a role model. That, you know, I don't know if I want to hold up the whole, you know, African-American race as a whole. But I know for me personally, I think it is a great avenue to get our message out there. And it's sort of like a ministry to me, because the show has really been a blessing to my marriage. And what we're trying to show is that you can have a great marriage and have balance within your home and work together. And also, you know, people really see cooking as more of a duty. But I think if we can kind of see the love and the generosity that goes into that, and hopefully understanding that it represents a much bigger picture than the fact that it's a cooking show, but it also shows a very young couple working together, achieving something, and that you can have it all, and that you can work with your husband and have beautiful children and love as a whole.
I love that young couple. I love that comment. You know, we like to be considered a young couple.
But we are a young couple.
I don't know about role model and the word role model, but I like the word responsibility. And Gina mm-hmm. and I do feel a tremendous amount of responsibility in terms of the images we project and the fact that hopefully, you know, we get letters all the time. And I think one of the nicest letters we received was from one of our fans that watched the show that says, you know, you guys have really enhanced my marriage. Mm-hmm. Me and my husband get in the kitchen, we cook, and we spend time together. And it's those type of testimonies that really motivate Gene and I and make us feel real good about what we're doing.
Right. Now, I want you to make my taste buds jump. I am not in front of any of your food, but I want you to describe this dish that sounds so intriguing, barbecued spaghetti. What does that taste like?
Well, girl, when we get through, you're going to go get your plane ticket. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
You know, Gene and I came from very humble beginnings. We didn't have a whole lot, and we both came from large families. We both basically came from single parents. I mean, I lost my father at 11. A massive heart attack. My mother was 39 and Gina's mother was divorced, and so she was in a family of five. I was in a family of six. And what that means, and particularly in the South on a limited income, is that you're going to eat at home a lot. So we ate home every day. And I came from a family of five boys, and my mother cooked all these big meals. I mean, stew and chili and meatloaf and roast beef, the big hearty meals. But one of the dishes that she cooked on a weekly basis was Italian spaghetti. You know, in our house, we would have to have a meat with spaghetti. I mean, a lot of people, that's the entree, but spaghetti was a side dish for us. So, you know, when me and my brother started in the restaurant business, there are over 100 barbecue restaurants here in the Memphis metropolitan area. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to separate ourselves a little bit by having signature dishes that no one else had or that we could put our own stamp on. So we started with this barbecue spaghetti, and we said, you know, we could pull out the tomato sauce mm-hmm. and add barbecue sauce, pull out the pulled pork, the ground beef and put pulled pork in it. Mm-hmm. So we would saute bell peppers and onions. We'd play around, and my uncle actually sold it in his restaurant. So when we started, but it was very early on, a few restaurants was doing it, but it didn't really have the substance like it has now. And ironically, when we first put this recipe together and tasted it, we said, man, this is going to be knockout. When people would come to the restaurant, they thought we had lost our minds. They were like, these guys have gone nuts. They're young. They don't know what they're doing. And they're selling barbecue spaghetti. And now it's running out. I mean, 60, 70 to 100 gallons per store per week. I mean,
wow.
we sell a lot of
right.
it. And it's a great item because what you have to do here in Memphis with barbecue being so prevalent is have a diverse menu. I mean, we do things like barbecue nachos. We do a Neely spud. You know, we do a barbecue salad. So mm-hmm. what we've tried to do is really diversify our menu, but do like McDonald's. Stay consistent with what you believe in. Don't start frying chicken and cooking collard greens.
Or making a burger.
You know, or even hamburgers. We don't even sell those. Stay with what you do. Do it well. But you can diversify it a little bit, and that's what we did. And it's a very, very popular item now.
Congratulations on all of the moves that you've been making.
Thank you so much.
All right. Make your way to Memphis before long.
I will. Keep the spaghetti warm for me. Pat and Gina Neely are co-owners of Neely's Barbecue. Some of their favorite recipes can be found at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. You can catch Down Home with the Neelys on the Food Network.